Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Monday, the 25th of March. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. It's coming to the end of the first quarter in 2024. Looking back, what were the biggest macro surprises so far this year? Well, personally, I would go for the tight demand and supply oil dynamics, which we had discussed in previous podcasts. And I would also highlight the resilience in European macro data, which has been surprising to the upside and beating expectations. Indeed, the economic surprise index in Europe have moved higher and overshot the US. European manufacturing conditions seem to be improving, with leading indicators such as ZEW offering increasing positive signals. The euro area economy is highly exposed to the global industrial cycle and is likely to benefit from this trend. So are we comfortable about the rally in European equities? Not versus the rally in US equities. That would be our answer. Well, compared to the US, Europe is not consuming as much. They're boosting excess savings in the form of non-consumable deposits. Low confidence and high mortgages are a drag on consumption. Service inflation has remained stubborn, and the ECB has signaled a slow rate-cutting cycle as it waits for more proof of disinflation. This contrasts with the US, where the Fed has signaled that it continues to expect rate cuts this year, despite inflation risk. So this lends a tailwind to growth stocks and a growth-heavy US equity market. And this, in turn, makes a further breakout in the NASDAQ 100 index more likely. So therefore, we are overweight US equities on a 6 to 12 month horizon, especially its growth sectors. However, momentum strategies have continued to hold onto European longs and push returns higher. And there's room for fast money investors to add to risk. So the longer this momentum holds on and macro data remains resilient, the more likely that hedge funds are dragged into adding to European equity risk. So for investors that are interested in European equities, it is important for them to differentiate and go for sectors that are showing growth and are less crowded. So one key sector that fits the bill is European luxury. Positioning still looks favorable, making it a potentially enticing trade for hedge fund managers. Now, fundamentally, China data has recently been mixed, but there are signs of some improvement. And the EU luxury sector is not priced for a rebound in Chinese consumption, so making this a quite an attractive contrarian trade. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the go on our website or click the link in the description.